The following podcast contains strong language and ridiculous cartoon scenarios conjured up by two self-proclaimed comedy wizards. Between you and me, they're more like Saturday morning court jesters fueled by sugary cereal. But either way, the opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their well-intentioned hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Unless, of course, you want to pay them to say something else. Could always use a new pair of shoes.
Hey, welcome to ReviewParty.com. I'm Brent.
I'm Matt.
This is a podcast. It's on the internet. It's got reviews from Amazon, from Google, from Target, from TripAdvisor, places like that. You ever go on there, see reviews, and you think, people that write these are fucking weird.
Yeah, pretty weird.
So we decided, let's make a podcast about those weird people in their reviews. And we did. Is there anything else I forgot? It's funny.
That's pretty much it. Pretty much it, Bossa Nova.
Pretty much it. Pretty much it. What'd you say? I could give a shit? No, boss. That's pretty much it. Yuck. Do you want to start this week?
Yeah, why not? I got one that's been burning since forever. Not really. It's burned a couple weeks because it's a Google review from Patrick Starr.
He back.
Just because, yeah, he's not cool enough for like a review of Redux, but he's got a couple that's like, right. Why? Let me give him his little moment in the sunshine. Here's a Google review for Taco Bell from Patrick Starr. Patrick writes, nobody answered window for 10 minutes. I waited in line previously for 20 minutes while they made food. Then when I pulled up, everybody magically disappeared. Saw one guy walking around behind the counter, and he looked really stupid, wearing a stupid tan fedora and sunglasses while he worked slowly. Everyone behind me left the drive-thru. 1 star.
It sounds like they're having a really bad time, man. I don't think your review is helping any situation that's going on at that Taco Bell.
So you're saying that purely by virtue of someone working at this Taco Bell who wears sunglasses and a fedora, everyone's life is miserable?
Well, I mean, the whole situation, like, okay, I was in there for 20 minutes, I wasn't helped, I went to the drive-thru, nothing happened, there's just this guy behind the counter in a fedora and sunglasses working slowly. You just gotta take that L, bro, you know, that situation at the Taco Bell is not good. You gotta come back in a couple months, see if they fixed it.
It's not purely just like the Jason Mraz-ness of,
right. of this. He's just one cow in the hurricane, you know? He's just one of the cow flying by. One weird part of this whole experience.
Yeah.
But who are you mad at? That's what I've who are you mad at? Who do you want to reconcile with? This Taco Bell is like super understaffed. They got some fucking guy they pulled off the street who looks like a Jason Mraz with a fake tan, like things are not good, dude. You know, who do you want to fix this, bro?
Yeah, you really have to piece apart the situation, because if Jason Mraz is working there, not real Jason Mraz, but discount Jason Mraz, I can't imagine that's like I don't know that Taco Bell has the highest standards, but you've worked in fast food.
You gotta wear shirts.
You got to wear the proper shirt, the proper hat, probably sunglasses while you're making people's food.
No sunglasses, no fedoras, for sure, dude. Yeah, like, I am guessing that, like, they were desperate for staff. They had some kind of open interviews, and they said, hey, you want to work right now? We need you. He, you know, no training. He didn't watch the videos. He barely knows how to get the gloves out of the fucking blue box.
Right. It's just like Ethan, who is in there every day ordering the same gordita. And he's like, no, you messed up my gordita. And they said, if you know how to make it so good, Ethan, then you get back here. And he's like, all right.
And he's back there, you know, and
and everybody else left.
It's not going great with Jason Mraz, but it wouldn't be going better if he wasn't there, bro.
Yeah. But many hands make light work, as the wise men say.
Yeah, I don't understand when someone has a bad experience at a fast food restaurant and a fast food chain restaurant and they take it so personally and they blame that establishment as though it is like an entity. It's not. It's a giant, right.
A living, breathing thing. No,
right. It's, if you had a bad experience at a McDonald's, something shitty was going bad that day. It's not even a benefit of the doubt thing. It's just a, well, that's a shitty McDonald's. Maybe if I come back in 6 months, they'll fix their shit. If not, right. You just don't fuck with that McDonald's anymore. That's just, I don't understand.
That's just the bad McDonald's now.
Right. No, I know that one's closer, but they mess up my order every time. The other one's just a few exits down. All right, it'll be worth it. You know what else is worth it?
Sad.
I guess that's a segue I can use for this product. Amazon. From Amazon, the butt enhancement cream. Powerful butt enlargement cream. Made in USA. Firming and lifting effect. Hip lift up formula for fuller, bigger butt. Natural buttock enhancement without butt injections. Butt cream, I guess you would call it.
Yeah, man.
In layman's term. Booty cream.
That booty bumping cream.
Booty bumping cream. Man, you look up like butt enhancement on Amazon. There's some weird photoshops of some people in underwear. Some weird photo, like stretched and chopped butts. Anyway, Shalandria R had this review. I couldn't really decipher it. So I'm going to read as I can. And yeah, we'll get through it together. She titles it, "It's Perfect." This was just written on May 3rd, 2023.
Oh, okay.
She writes, "Been using it for 2 or 3 weeks now. I put how much I feel like I should per day, and my husband said everything. The bottle listed that looks like what happened to my butt, LOL. He didn't even see the bottle. I got a nice lift. 5 stars.
Wait. Okay, so the husband said, if I'm piecing this apart, if I'm parsing it, I'm surgically dissecting it, the husband said, it looks like the results on the bottle, but she says, he didn't even see the bottle?
I think that's what she tried to say. If I could put it in my terms, I've been using this for 2 or 3 weeks. I just put on as much as I feel like I should every day, but my husband said that my butt looked like it said it would on the bottle. He hasn't seen the bottle, LOL. My butt is got a nice lift. The last sentence you can read as is.
Yeah.
I got a nice lift.
The strangest thing, even if the broken language is, I put on how much I think I needed.
just butter me up, bro.
My butt said about like five and a half. you'll get a couple of palmfuls of daisies. God, it's sour cream.
I mean, I guess if a cream I receive is sort of medicated, I might not eyeball it. But with a lotion, with a topical, that's kind of just what you do, isn't it?
I don't know about this stuff, man. I don't know about this stuff.
That's why I looked at it. I was like, this stuff ain't working.
Hormonal stuff. I will readily admit, I've seen similar, like, breast-enhancing, I don't know if it was creams or pills, just because I was on the Vitamin Shop website going through every single section just to see what's there. And there's ladies like, yeah, it helped, but also it made my face break out. Ugh. And I was like, what's going on what are you taking that...
What are you, why resort to something that makes your face break out to make your butt look better when you could go on the stair climber for 20 minutes a day and eat some fruit?
Or big honkers aren't everything.
Right. We're talking about boo-boos here.
For that, yeah. It's like, I don't know. How does that work? I'm curious.
I understand looking like you want to look. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's a certain... thing of me, it's an item on me that society sort of pressures to be large and in charge, but if I put something on it and then some other part of my body reacts in some any sort of way, I'm going,
no.
Maybe not.
Yeah, it sounds like she's not having any side effects though.
Except a nice lift.
That's it. an expected side effect.
So I think the idea behind these is it just makes your skin taut, right? So it just is lifting everything up.
Ugh, that creeps me out. Like Homer when he pins himself back.
Yeah, except instead of pins, your skin is just naturally slurping into itself.
Okay.
Like, yeah, imagine you got a sausage that isn't quite fit, the casing isn't quite filled. So you just spin, you just crank the end a little more.
Okay, yeah.
That's what they want to do with their ass.
Hey, well, by all means.
This, okay, I just, the first word in the about is intensive. As an intensive butt cream. That's terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah, this is for the real people who aren't afraid to play ball a little bit.
I'm afraid to play ball. A lot of it. I'm afraid to play butt. Do you have a review?
I do. As long as we're talking about butts. I wish this weren't the segue I have. Wish this weren't the segue I had. But this is the segue that's in my possession because I got an Amazon review for the StripFast 5000 Fire Bullets with K-Citro for women and men, weight management supplement, keto diet friendly, 30 days supply. They are some red pills about this item. Fire emoji. Mission, ditch the fat. Let's see the pictures. There's the pills in the bottle. The box has fire on it. Second picture, a nice young lady running. Third picture looks like a happy lunch with obviously your pills. There's some girls in bikinis, pool party ready. Need help. There's a nice young lady there to help. Busy. Please do not disturb. She's on her laptop with book and notebook and her fire bullets. No Morpheus as far as I can tell, but
I'm looking for Morpheus. When I see a pill, red or blue, I'm looking for Morph Man.
Anyway, here's a review that comes to us from Carlos P. Carlos titles his review, "I lost 5 pounds already in a week for me," and writes, "This gives you lots of energy. The best part, it makes me drink water like never before. The water and these pills are making me lose weight big time. Whoever thought my problem is that I drank too many soft drinks and no water will make me gain weight. I am going weights and curl ups and my stomach feels so much better. I can wipe my ass without a problem. LOL, I am actually losing weight again. Yeah, I need to keep this routine to go back to 160 pounds, the max that I can be healthy again. From 225 pounds to 214 pounds, thanks to this pill. I had to go buy a scale to keep track. 5 stars.
Wait, well, okay. Obviously, we have a lot to poke.
There's a lot prod. There, yeah.
The man's is 225 and couldn't wipe his own ass?
Oh, it's funny, because I was curious about that. Being a little sprite of a man myself, that's something, yeah, I've never considered. But sure enough, I went to Carlos's other reviews, and I found an Amazon review for the Vacan bidet attachment for toilet, really long name that I think I've actually read before. but he has a bidet review and he says, "Well, this is my 10th bidet I bought in a lifetime. Became a fan ever since I went to Japan. This is the best clean your butt when you are overweight, LOL. I bought this for El Salvador where the water temperature is always lukewarm." 5 stars. But yeah, apparently he's got some trouble with the wipe game.
I have eclipsed 225 long ago, my guy. I'm so far beyond 225 that's like a point of no return, you know? I'm gone. Okay. 225 is not three exits ago. 225 was three cities ago.
Oh boy.
Not really. Now I sound like I'm just like I'm Brendan Fraser. I haven't reached 300, not quite close, but I am healthily over 225, and okay. I am wiping my ass A-okay every easy single peasy. Time. Easy nice peasy, and my guy. Yeah. Not, no issues in that department, I promise you.
All right. So maybe he just needs to do some, like, some mobility stretches, get that rotator cuff opened up.
You know, and I feel like, too, I kind of, there are times where I'm like, ooh, I am not flexible like I used to be. I feel like for a big guy, I used to be, you know, them stretches on the football field as far as linemen go. I was getting a little deeper in the hammy than uh-huh. the fella next to me. But yeah, I don't feel like that's no longer. I am of average flexibility at best.
Okay.
That thing, I'm credit carding that bitch up and, well, not down, up and up. So that's that aside, he's either lying about his weight or, yeah, needs to do a couple calisthenics every day. But
well, apparently he does need to think more about his health because he didn't realize drinking soda and not water might impact his health.
That was the biggest to me, how he laid out why he was losing weight. And to me, in my mind, how I read it. Mm-hmm. He took this scary weight loss pill. He got dehydrated because of the scary pill. That's not good, by the way. Being dehydrated by a pill is not good unless your doctor is like, hey, this might dehydrate you. That's a doctor type pill level. You know, not an Amazon type pill level. So, and he's so thirsty from drinking water that he's so waterlogged that he didn't drink soda anymore. And he's just a piss machine of hot liquid water. And he started losing weight because, you know, he replaced all the water with sugar. And I'm like, my brother, instead of paying for a pill that forces you to, at the cost of probably your health, to replace your soda with water, how about you just replace the soda with the water?
Yeah, that would probably get you some, at least modest results.
I knew a fella, a classic Halo gamer fuel chugging dude, pushing 300. All he did all day was play Halo and drink Mountain Dews. He simply switched to Diet Mountain Dew. My man's dropped to 180 in like a year and a half.
Okay.
Soda just real bad for you. And not that diet soda is much better, but yeah, man. Imagine if he replaced it with water like this guy did. Imagine replacing the like sugar, which is just a thing that becomes fat inside you for free, unfortunately, with water, a thing that's just made to clean you out, to keep you clean and wonderful and squeaky. And then you lose weight. I'm shooketh. And obviously that's not an answer to, I'm not saying that everyone can simply cut out water and shed 1 million pounds. That's, or cut out water. Everyone can just cut out soda and shed 1 million pounds. Everyone's situation's different. A lot different. Yep. Yeah. But, you know, it's not too crazy to think that you could eliminate soda out of your diet.
Right.
Dehydrating yourself.
It's addition by subtraction as opposed to addition by, you don't need to add pills. Maybe just remove something else.
Just how about switching to just some black tea, bro? Some black iced tea.
Get that mm-mm going.
Get that mm-mm going. A lot of people are liking the sparkling water these days.
Get that fizz in your biz.
Yeah, it's not as good for you as the companies would lead you to believe, but it ain't as bad for you as a Pepsi.
Nah, you don't need that Pepsi.
What else? Was there any other points we missed? Those are the two main ones that shooketh me.
Yeah, well, I guess he had to go buy a scale to keep track of his weight. I guess.
Yeah, one time you know when you get a gym membership and they give you like a personal trainer, a free personal trainer session? I had that just because I was like, all right, I'll do this free thing. Maybe he'll show me some exercises. And they're asking me like what my weight loss goal was. And I was like, I don't really care about what number is on the scale. I just want to feel better.
That is such a unhealthy viewpoint. Yeah, not everyone's going to the gym to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
gain strength, gain confidence, gain mobility, flexibility, feel the way you used to.
Sure. Be able to play with your kids more. Be able to play with your dog more.
What's your goal weight? Slap your face. Get out of here.
Yeah, if I went to the gym, started exercising, started looking better and feeling better, and this weight number on the scale went from 250 to 750, I wouldn't give a shit. That's arbitrary. That's imaginary, bro.
Well, 500 pounds?
500 pounds of pure happiness from going to the gym.
Okay.
The point is, feel good, baby.
Feel good.
Feel good, baby. I have a review that hopefully will make us feel good. This is an Amazon review for the Nike Air Max Fly Knit Racer Men's. It's a little Nike shoe. Ashley A. Maybe they're Ashley Ashley. Titles it, "My husband thinks they are a knockoff." My husband thinks they are a knockoff. I can't say I agree, but I'm not sure. I compared to every photo I could find, and if they are, they look identical. However, he said they say something on the bottom, and these don't. Not comfy either. He said these are flimsy. 3 stars.
This is a lot of he said, she said here.
Yeah, why don't you just have him park in front of the computer and write this little review, huh?
No kidding. It sounds like he's the expert on these shoezles.
This guy's got his GED from Foot Locker over here.
She's sitting there on the edge of the bed while she's typing away. They're flimsy. They say things on the bottom.
Are you saying that they say things on the bottom and they shouldn't, or that they say things that they don't say things on the bottom and they should? Shut up. They're flimsy.
I don't want to play a game of telephone in an Amazon review. Give it to me straight.
You could have just said, I'm not sure if these are knockoffs. They're flimsy. We had to have a little world window into her little bickering session she was having.
Which, I mean, that's not what I want to have. So if that's the experience that everyone else is getting, then I know don't buy these shoes.
Don't buy these shoes. These are just going to lead to arguments with your beloveds.
No one can decide. Are they fake? Are they real? Are we fake? Are we real? I don't know, babe. I don't know.
They are expensive shoes. I was like, okay, maybe these are some of Nike's lower cost range shoes. These are 75 to a hundy, baby.
Hey, that's getting up there.
Mm-hmm. You better get a good shoe if you're paying that, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, shoe shopping online is just risky.
Go to Ross.
Go anywhere. Put the shoe on your foot.
Anywhere at all, dude. Go to the Grand Canyon. They got shoes.
They probably do.
See, they're walking around there without shoes? That'd be so stupid, dude. Are you stupid? Step on a pine cone, you'll die. Explode. Do you want to take a break?
Yeah, let's take a break.
Right, let's go.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast. If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show, or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. Reviewparty.com. Click shop.
Why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second half of the episode, and welcome to something dang special. Aww.
How dang special?
It's pretty dang special. Brent, you know what season it is right now?
Summer.
I'm not even talking about that. You know what video game season it is right now?
No, what video game season?
I guess technically it is Summer Games Done Quick right now, but that's not I'm talking about Zelda. There's a new Zelda out.
Oh, there's a new Zelda out.
Everyone's got the hots for everyone in the game. Everyone's hot in the game.
Lots of, like, strange mechanical sexual beasts roaming the Zelda countrysides on Twitter.
Pretty dang sweet. I haven't played it yet because I'm still catching up on the last one, which, we'll talk about it in a moment. But did you by any chance see that surprisingly poignant and some would call sad Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom commercial?
Oh, I saw articles about it, but upon reading the headlines, I thought, I don't want to watch that.
Yes, for those in our listening audience who don't know, Legend of Zelda is a video game. Get on board. Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom is the follow-up to Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, one of the biggest games in the past decade.
Yeah, Zelda is like one of the most beloved franchises ever, and Breath of the Wild is a lot of those people's. Of the 30 years of games that people love, a lot of those people have loved those games for like 30 years, like that one the best.
So, highly anticipated was the sequel that just came out, Tears of the Kingdom, and Nintendo of Australia released this trailer. Trailer implies lots of gameplay footage. There's some in this commercial.
A teaser?
But a commercial. Commercial with a middle-aged man he's on the bus. He gets home from work and his wife is already going to bed. And what does he do? He gets himself a glass of water. And then he sits on the couch and he sees, oh, what's this on the coffee table? It's Tears of the Kingdom. He boots it up. He dies. He thinks, well, hang on. Let me work with the new mechanics this game has to offer. He starts succeeding. He's enjoying himself. A smile creeps on his face. Suddenly he's on the bus playing the game in the handheld mode with his new Switch. He looks out the window. He sees water and sky and majesty that has been there the whole time.
Sure.
But now the sense of adventure, the sense of beauty has been sort of reawakened within him. It has been almost 100% confirmed that this whole commercial was based off of a Japanese Amazon review for Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Are you going to tell me, Matt, that we have it here today?
We have it here. I've got it in the original Japanese, but I'm not going to make you translate it.
I'm not reading that shit on the air.
Someone already did the translation for Kotaku of Australia. So here is that review, again, of Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. And I think they did not translate the Amazon user's name, but I have the original Japanese listing and it says in English, Amazon, and then a bunch of characters, which I'm guessing is just customer.
Could be Amazon customer, our best friend.
Here's Amazon customer's review.
Amazon Kasutuma.
Review titled, "The same boring view as usual looks different." He writes, "I am a working adult, so-called businessman. I'm jostled by the commuter rush, bowing down to customers and bosses, being forced to train junior staff and doing many things, and I end up working overtime every day. Even the mountain I see on my way to work, which I don't even know the name of, irritates me. When I get back home, I'm dizzy and have no energy to eat food, so I just drink alcohol and sleep. If I have time to play games, I should be going to seminars or looking for a marriage partner, which makes me more impatient than I should be. I spend my days plainly wondering why I'm still alive. I went to buy alcohol because I ran out and saw the Switch on sale in the shops. Then I remembered the day. When I was a child and really into Mario 64, my friend said, 'Lame to play Mario nowadays. Now it's the era of PlayStation.' And I felt embarrassed. At the time, I didn't want my friend to dislike me, so I also remembered that I replied, 'Yeah, you're right. Mario is already old-fashioned.' The beauty of Final Fantasy VII at that time and the shock of being able to listen to the CD on TV? The recent kids may not understand these feelings. That's how attractive and innovative it was for kids back then. I'm still not sure why I picked up the Switch at the time. I just held a beer in one hand and bought the console in Zelda, thinking I could sell it if it was boring. Yesterday, my workday, I looked out of the train window at a mountain I didn't even know the name of and thought, 'Looks like I can climb that.' At that moment, I burst into tears and couldn't stop. The businessmen of the same age who were beside me must have thought, what the hell is this guy? I would recommend it to all my fellow businessmen who were pressed for time and scrambling day after day to maintain the status quo, even if everyone hates you. Don't say it's just a game. We were born during the golden age of video games. Have you ever seen their family move their entire body when Mario jumps? Do you remember playing Mario Kart or Smash Bros. With your friends, bringing their own controllers? Have you ever discussed Chrono Trigger or Final Fantasy VII strategies with your friends? Now I know. When I was a brat, my parents bought me expensive consoles and software for my birthday, Christmas, and something. My parents, who were always nagging me, managed to raise money from their living budget to buy expensive games for me. I'm touched to belatedly realize many things that I didn't realize due to the busyness of living my own life. I should have been more filial. The 5-star reviews are all good ones, so there's nothing for me to talk about now. This Zelda gives me the challenge and reward I forgot about. I can freely explore the world without maps. It's an exciting adventure experience. People my age are sick every day to overcome tomorrow. Don't despair of your life. The adventure I wanted was in such a place. P.S. I feel like thanking this Zelda, and I would also like to apologize to the Mario 64 development team and Nintendo. I'd like to apologize for the lies I told that day, saying Mario 64 was old-fashioned, even though I loved it. I am sincerely looking forward to Mario Odyssey being released this winter. Postscript, 7th of May, after 180 hours of play, I got all, quote, recovered memories and saw the ending. More than anything, I'd like to thank all the people who read my awful, long, cluttered, and embarrassing review written emotionally. I'd also like to thank all the people who gave it a helpful rating, not only for reading it. I've never been appreciated by so many people, even in my job. I really enjoyed my 180 hours spent running around Hyrule. I'd like to thank not only Nintendo, but also all the Zelda fans who have continued to support Zelda. Thank you for a great adventure. 5 stars. The man has, granted this probably ballooned after these articles were written, but the man has over 50,000 helpfuls.
Not too shabby, my man.
Not too shabby.
A lot of people are relating to this notion.
A lot of people. And that's why that trailer struck, or the commercial hit a lot of people too. Because it's, man, it's a real story that they're like, we're going to make this real story bigger than it already was.
Right. This guy, you know, homie was lacking a hobby. Was lacking some art, some flair in his life every day. Just getting yelled at and yelling at people, and then going home and feeling too shitty to do anything and drinking until he fell asleep. That's life, man. But then he got this thing that made him excited to look around a little bit, to think about this thing. He was excited. It was on his mind, and it made his day a little more fun. And that it made him a gamer. There's a turn. There's a certain moment where all of a sudden he became a gamer again, and his life just started to pick up.
It's like, yes, Mario, I'm sorry I lied.
I think he did feel bad. He felt, you know.
I believe that he did, too.
He was ashamed of his childhood self. Why didn't I have the confidence to say, hey, man, I like Mario.
His life could have been a lot different, maybe.
Maybe, you know, but maybe then he never would have wrote this review and reached 50,000 hearts.
That's true. He's helped a lot of people, no doubt. It's never too late.
Never too late
to pick up video games.
A gamer. What I did like about the review, there was sort of an unspoken, like, force of the universe, a feeling of fate that brought that Switch and that Zelda into his hands.
Yeah. Just like, out of beer. We got to go out.
Oh, Zelda.
What's this?
Well, I can carry that and still have room for beer in this hand, so.
Yeah. If I don't like it, I can sell it. Oh.
Yeah, that line right there, if I don't like it, I told myself, if I don't like it, I can sell it. It's like, who's lying to who? You know, who is he telling himself that as to make an excuse so he could take this enjoyable thing? You know, what sort of psychological situation was going on with that?
Right. That's society's impression of him talking to the true self.
Said, don't worry. A little angel whispered, don't worry. If you don't like it, you can just sell it. Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, the article, yeah, I saw a lot of people in those articles that were almost shook. They didn't like the commercial. They're like, why did I have to watch this and feel bad?
I don't think you'll feel bad. It's different. Sure. No doubt, it is different. But the guy is happy at the end.
I don't think anything can hit me like those Pokemon anniversary commercials.
Oh, no. Those
are rough. Yeah, the people walking about their lives and they see that new Pokemon commercial and they go, oh, I remember Pokemon. Remember when I didn't hate myself?
Remember when I gave myself time to get frustrated over little trivial things?
Little things, little balls and little monsters.
Gosh darn, attacking yourself in confusion.
Zubat! No!
Sand attack.
Zubat just punching itself to death. All right. Thank you for sharing. That's a wonderful piece of review history we got to. It feels right. Speaking of video game current, of topical video game events, you know what else is happening in video games, Matt?
What?
In, I think, literally 24 hours from the time of this recording, Street Fighter VI will be in my hands. Ooh. That's right. The original fighting game franchise, what, like 1987 or something, Street Fighter 1 came out? Didn't really become Street Fighter until 2, which is like 89, but still, we're at 6, baby, and it looks good. I can't have reviews for that. It's not out yet. IGN has a review and stuff for it, but those aren't very funny. So, I got this review from IMDb for the 1994 Jean-Claude Van Damme Street Fighter movie.
Yes.
Holding strong at a 4.3 overall user rating on IMDb. When I clicked on it, I was very surprised to see a wave of 8-plus star reviews. A lot of people wanting to raise this movie up as a so bad it's good type movie. Right. Okay. There are a lot of please, it's funny, and this part's funny and good, and it's supposed to be cartoony. And I really wanted to find one of those reviews, but none of them were very good. But this review by UDS3 is good. Redefines the word turkey. Elevates Plan 9 from outer space to Oscar material. This review was written in 2001. There can only be one film, that is, which is worse than all others, and that is this, folks. A movie for adolescent pre-brains. Not a solitary video game has transferred to the big screen with even a modicum of success. Is money that available to make these movies that such an embarrassment at this could reach the point of actual release? Maybe no video distributor would touch it, and they had no choice. By far, Van Damme's worst flick.
Oh.
Playing Colonel William Guile, he leads his commandos against the seriously insane General Bison, dictator and megalomaniac of the fictitious Shadaloo. Excuse me, I go. Filmed on the cheap, up on Australia's Gold Coast, amidst the worst placated sets you've ever saw. Phony explosions fill the sky. Makeup is at the level of grade 2 face painting, and the script matches. The acting beggars belief. Kylie Minogue's just about topping the list. This is a seriously heavy-duty garbage. Much was made of the Singing Budgie's martial arts training for the film. From memory, she gets to perform a total of 3 high kicks, which would be unlikely to cause distress to an elderly pensioner. As for Raul Julia as General Bison, it was his last screen role, completed just before his death. Maybe he saw the rushes? It is a sad epitaph he would never have wished for. No one comes out of this mess looking good. Not not even the paying audience, especially them. In hindsight, the very last scene sums up the cringe factor. Watch it. Oh, no, it's one of those no stars reviews, but we can only assume. There's okay. not very many stars given.
Right, yeah. Man, it's hard to hate on old video game movies.
Yeah, I think you're right.
This and the Mortal Kombat.
I like the Mortal Kombat movies.
There's some fun in these.
I think the first one is kind of actually a decent martial arts movie. And then the second one is obviously ridiculous, like borderline anime bullshit. But I kind of like it for that, too.
Yeah. I can't stay mad at him. That's just right. Same with the old Mario's movie. It's like, ah. There's a certain charm of people who didn't know what they were doing trying to
figure out how to make, quote,
adapt, or in other words, capitalize on this craze of video games.
Especially because in that early 90s era where they decided, hey, these video games are making money. Us movie guys should make some of that money, too. You know, they didn't know what they're doing. They had that's what I was going to say. The popular game franchises at the time had nothing to go off of. Mario was a little red guy who ate mushrooms and got big and rode a dinosaur, bro.
Yeah, there wasn't much there.
Not much there. Street Fighter, there's a little more story. There's characters from different countries. But essentially, it's just all an excuse to have these funny-looking guys fight each other. Mortal Kombat at least has like a story scroll at the beginning of the arcade cabinet cutscene.
Right, we know why we're here and what we're doing.
Street Fighter 2 literally has two guys that aren't in the game fighting. Then the camera swings back and there's like a brick wall and someone punches through it and it says Street Fighter 2. The two dudes fighting weren't even in the game, bro. It wasn't even Dalsim or anything. Yeah, it is... I think that's the key. It's hard to stay mad. It's hard to stay mad at these funny little movies with that, you know, these actors that I had no idea what they're getting into signed up for.
Right.
The one thing I will say about this movie, I do think it's total dog shit. Raul Julia is really good in it.
He eats it up.
He's performing his ass off. He's having a blast, it feels like. He's like, oh, I get to be this insane dictator supervillain. Well, I'm just going to be larger than life. And I think it plays super well.
Yeah, he was already great as Gomez Adams. So give him another thing to just dive headfirst into. And
for you, that was the worst day of your life. For me, that was a Tuesday. That line. Yeah. That makes the movie, bro. The whole movie is worth watching because Raul Julia says that shit to Chun-Li. Says fucking, that was the worst day of your life. For me, it was a Tuesday.
That savage.
He talks like fucking Gus Fring, except he has a psycho punch powers instead of making meth. Do you have a review?
Yeah. This is an Amazon review for, I need the name, Liberty Imports 3-pack LED lightsaber light-up umbrellas with 7 color-changing effects, windproof golf umbrellas with flashlight handle, edition 1. Amazon's choice for stick umbrellas by Liberty Imports.
Golf umbrellas, so these are big umbrellas.
I guess they must be pretty big umbrellas.
I think golf umbrella means big umbrella. That's fun.
I think they mean pretty big. It's got a 46-inch canopy.
Yeah, I've seen some umbrellas on a golf course. Them bitches were big.
Pretty big. Pretty big. So I have... I've got an Amazon review from... What's your name? From Timothy D. Williams. That's Timothy titles his review, One Literally Caught Fire. And writes... A short in the battery compartment between the downward LED and the batteries caused the cells to get extremely hot, melt a wire, and start smoking. I had to throw it onto the sidewalk before it burned my hand and the battery exploded inside the handle. Two others didn't seem to have this design flaw, but I'm returning them. 2 stars.
Sounds like homie was not a powerful enough Sith to handle his Kyber crystal.
Yeah, dude, you obviously you're not a Jedi. Obviously.
His own saber turned against him. How embarrassing. How embarrassing. Did you not forge that during your Jedi trials? Is that not an extension of yourself?
Must have found it, dude. You must have. You're a bounty hunter. You're a dirty bounty hunter.
Yeah, you think you're General Grievous spinning your umbrellas around the fucking golf course like a madman?
Nah.
Coughing on your cigarettes? General Tiger Woods.
I'm one of those people. I'm sure just like me, you are too. Like if you go to a restaurant and they say plate's hot, be careful. Mm-hmm. For sure, you're gonna like test it, right?
You're gonna put a little back of the hand to see if it's really hot.
Test. See how long I can take it. That said. If I had any sort of equipment, technological, most likely, in my hands, that started to smoke while I was holding it, I don't know that I'd be holding on to it to the point where I'm like, well, now it's about at the threshold where it's going to burn my hand. I should throw it down now.
I'm not Thanos trying to put all the stones in my gauntlet over here. I'm not going to just sit there and... Get the fuck out of Dodge, bro.
Yeah. I don't know exactly what could have gone wrong with this, but that's like, who are you trying to impress?
You're right.
You got some lightsaber umbrellas, so obviously you're just trying to impress somebody.
Yeah, it was one of those moments where he had an instant delusion of grandeur, right? In his head, in the moment when he saw the fucking lightsaber shake or hiss or smoke or whatever, he had an instant like flash in his brain of a fantasy of him like holding the lightsaber up and a true lightsaber bursting forth from the umbrella and the umbrella just sort of burning up and then he would be the true hero of the universe and get transported to another dimension and get a bunch of alien bitches. And so he thought, well, if I hold on to this for another second, that'll happen. But actually, this is the real world where he just bought some faulty ass piece of shit from Amazon and then malfunctioned. That's my take on the situation, anyway.
Yeah, that's probably pretty close to the truth.
I've had enough of these bozos. Let's get out of here, bro.
Let's get out of Dodge.
Thank you, listener, for listening to this week's episode. Welcome to the Real Ones Club.
What up?
I had a bunch of fun, and we got new fun episodes every Tuesday. That's right. Hashtag Tuesday Reviews Day. If you want to send us in a review to make some ha-has at, you can send us an email, reviewparty.com@gmail.com, include your name, throw us, so I can throw you some credit for that review, my guy, or girl, or anything, or exploding lightsaber crystal.
If you want to explode just with joy, you can find us on social media at reviewparty.com on TikTok and Instagram, at Review Party Pod on Twitter. If you don't do that dance, then head on over to reviewparty.com. It's our internet website where you can find all the episodes, all the blog posts, all the shop thoughts, possibly where you can find yourself, what you've been missing all this time. I highly recommend it. Brent and I also highly recommend music,
Nosebleed, Spotify, check them out. They did our theme song. They didn't do our theme song. You know, they did the song. We asked, hey, can we use that cool song as a theme song?
You guys can use it.
That song happens to be Bread for Breakfast. It's a jammer. You've heard it throughout the episode. You can find more of their gym jammers over on Spotify. Like I said, Nosebleed's one word. Matt, I have a review to finish us out. Here from Amazon. This is for the Hot Ones, the Last Dab Apollo Hot Sauce. One of the featured Last Dab sauces from the YouTube show Hot Ones.
Oh.
Jesse Martinez titles their review, "It's Not That Hot and It's Too Expensive." They write, "Too expensive, not hot, 4 stars.